It's pussy time in America. The time has come for another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Can you dig it, man? Can you dig it?
On the Pussy Centipede. I'm a new character who hasn't been introduced yet. My name is Bucky Bucky Buckners. Bucka Bucka Buck, I'm a chicken. Anyway, I want to talk about a book by an author named David Germain. It's called, Censor Monkeys Have No Class. It's on Kindle and paperback, and it's a graphic novel with pictures and things about monkeys. It says, bucka bucka buck. First, a little girl learns a hard lesson about how to treat others. Then a kindergarten class is disrupted by some of the most despicable elements of society. Bucka 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 buck! If you want to learn more about David Germain's books, you can find him on Twitter. Just look up David Germain. That's David G-E-R-M-A-I-N. Or look him up on Kindle. Thanks, I'm Bucky Buckner! Bucka 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 buck!
Meow meow meow, it's me, Doctor of Kitties! Welcome to another episode of the Pussy Centipede! Last time, Mila Kunis turned into Bosniak with her Serbian powers, and Detective of Dinosaurs found cum vomit in the box of puppies. And he knew that whoever did it was a cum vomiter. So they're in Ashton Kutcher's house chilling, trying to figure out what they were going to do next. And then all of a sudden, somebody came on the BBC News.
Welcome to BBC News. I'm Pussy Peppers. Paul Joseph Watson drinks cum and vomits it up and lives with Doctor of Kitties.
Oh my god, said Mila Kunis. Did you hear that? On the BBC News, they just said that somebody named Paul Joseph Watson drinks cum and vomits it up, and he lives with a doctor of kitties. Isn't that weird? The person who kidnapped the puppies is a cum vomiter.
Urgh.
Said Doctor of Detective of Dinosaurs.
Mila Kunis.
You're right, Detective Dinosaurs. He lives with a kitty. Who else would want to kidnap puppies but a stupid, shitty kitty? Let's look up Dr. Kitty's address, get guns, and plan a raid. We're going to show up and fuck these bitches up.
Meanwhile, meow, 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 back at my house, Kid Clit and Bobby Trendy had finished using a glue gun to repair the puppy centipede, and it was better than ever.
Hey, man, I don't even really care about this puppy centipede, man, but I gotta say your glue gun skills are top-notch, Bobby Trendy. I'd heard nothing but terrible things about you based on watching the Anna Nicole show, Smith Show, man. But you're not a bad guy, man, as far as glue gunning goes, man.
I know. Anna Nicole Smith slandered and defamed me with her crappy show. And you know, the day she died, I laughed. I fucking laughed at someone's death, because that's how much of a fucking fat cunt she was. You know, I feel relieved. I'm glad that I got this fucking centipede creature done. I mean, I know you guys started it, but this is always my dream from the beginning. As an interior fashion designer at FIT, my dream was always to create the most fashionable creature ever. And nothing could be more fashionable than a puppy centipede.
All right, man. This puppy's been going through this gravy train like crazy, man. We need to, like, take Dr. Kitty's Geo Metro back to the supermarket.
Why don't we just go to Costco? Get it in bulk.
Man, Costco doesn't sell gravy train, man. They have some, like, Kirkland brand shit.
Well, what's wrong with Kirkland brand? We're not made of money.
I don't know, man. This puppy centipede's pretty picky about what kind of food it eats, man. I think we should just stick with Gravy Train. May we get some coupons or something? Do you have the circular? Maybe ShopRite has a deal on Gravy Train.
All right, I'll look.
And then meow, 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 and Bobby Trendy spent about 15 minutes combing through the circular, and then he threw the circulars across the room in frustration.
There's no fucking coupons for Gravy Train. I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do. I'm not spending all this money on Gravy Train. It's just wasteful.
I don't know, man.
Okay, I have a gun. Why don't we go to ShopRite and fucking rob that shit? Are there any mosques here?
I don't know, man.
And then Bobby Trendy gave Kid Clint a gun. And they started looking around my house for masks so they could rob ShopRite to get Gravy Train. Because Bobby Trendy was too much of a cheap piece of shit to just buy it at retail price. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow. And then, well, Bobby Trendy, meow, 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 and Kid Clint were getting ready for their store robbery. Little did they know that Mila Kunis and Detective of Dinosaurs were creeping up on the driveway. And then they heard a knock at the door.
Tok, 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 tok. Man, who's at the door, man? We better put that fucking puppy centipede away. We don't want any nosy neighbors like Mrs. Poole from next door finding out about this shit.
Mrs. Poole? Isn't that the neighbor from Small Wonder?
Man, she moved here, man. After Small Wonder ended, she moved here, man. Now she's a nosy neighbor here.
What the fuck? I thought Small Wonder was fictional.
Nah, man, it was real. That shit really happened, man.
So there's a girl robot?
Yeah, man. It was real.
Well, alright, put this centipede away, and I'll go open the door.
And then meow, 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 and then Kid Clit put the centipede down in the basement, and Bobby Trendy went to the door.
Hello? Who's there?
I am Mila Kunis, Bosniak. Open the door now.
Oh my god, Mila Kunis? Oh my god, Jackie was my favorite character on that 70s show. And then...
meow, 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 and then Bobby Trendy opened the door. And it was bad, because then Mila Kunis was like,
are you Doctor of Kitties? Are you Paul Joseph Watson? I know you kidnapped our puppies, and you made my husband Ashton Kutcher commit suicide.
No, I fucking didn't. What are you fucking talking about?
Meow, 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 and then Bobby Trendy pointed his gun at Mila Kunis.
Don't you fucking point a gun at me. I am Bosniak.
And then Mila Kunis' Bosniak powers came out like yellow lightning and surrounded Bobby Trendy's dick. And it burned his dick into a crisp and smoke blew out of his crotch. And Bobby Trendy collapsed to the floor crying. And he was like, oh, my dick. What the fuck did he do to my dick? I'm bleeding to death.
I know. You shouldn't have fucked with me.
Meow, meow, meow. And then Bobby Trendy was on the floor bleeding to death. And the life was fading out of his body.
Do you have any last words?
Said Mila Kunis.
Tell Anna Nicole. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for using a glue gun to make her custom furniture. I admit it was wrong. And I hope that I'll see her in heaven.
Meow, meow, meow. And then Kid Clit came up the stairs and was like,
what the fuck, man? What the fuck's going on? And he saw,
meow, meow, and he saw Detective of Dinosaurs, man. Oops, I don't say man. That's what Kid Clint said. Meow, 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 meow. I say meow, 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 meow. And then Kid Clint took out his gun, and before they knew what the fuck was happening, he just started shooting that shit like, And he shot detective dinosaurs up full of holes. And he started blowing green dinosaur blood over the place. Meow, 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 meow. And Mila Kunis got covered in green dinosaur blood. And was like, fuck. I was going to fuck detective of dinosaurs. And now I'm not. You have angered Bosniak. Who are you? Listen, man. I'm Kid Clint. I'm the narrator of this show, The Pussy Centipede. You exist in a fictional universe, man. And listen, I know who set up your puppies. I know who caused your husband's suicide. It was Paul Joseph Watson and Doctor of Kitties, man. And listen, that guy Bobby Trendy there you just killed, he killed Paul Joseph Watson already, man. Thing is, Doctor of Kitties and me, some sort of crazy moon eclipse, it switched me and him in the universe, man. So I came here from the real world, man, and he went into the real world and became the narrator. Meow, meow, meow! And Kid Clint started ratting me out! Meow, meow, meow! Meow, meow, meow! Fuck this! Meow, I'm not letting Kid Clint rat me out to Mila Kunis! Meow, meow, meow! I'm stopping the episode here! Meow, meow, meow! I'm the narrator, meow! I can do whatever I want, okay?
Wrong, Doctor of Kitties. You are very wrong.
Meow, meow, meow! Who is that?
It is I, the Watcher of the Pussy Centipede. It is my duty to make sure the story progresses. You have no control over that. As the narrator, it is your sacred duty to tell the story. Nothing more or nothing less. You must not try to affect the story or influence the course, regardless of what happens to you. Regardless of whether or not Kid Clint is ratting you out to Mila Kunis.
Meow, 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 fuck you, Watcher! I don't give a fuck, meow, I do whatever I want! Meow, meow, meow!
Wrong, Doctor of Kitties. If you do not continue the story, as you must, I'm going to take your kitty dick and rip it off immediately.
Meow, 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 fine. So Kid Clint was in the middle of ratting me out to Mila Kunis.
Yeah, man. Like, Dr. Kitties is the one that planned this shit, man. It's because of him your husband Ashton Kutcher killed himself, man. You know, I've been watching this shit the whole time. But I see you got these magic Serbian powers, man. Maybe you can switch things around. Send me back to the real world where I'm the narrator. And Dr. Kitties will be here in my place where you can kill him. Alright?
That sounds good.
Send me Mila Kunis! And then she waved her big Serbian arms around and her Balkan hair fanned out like a fanny fan thing. And then meow, meow, meow. And she was like,
I call on the powers of the Balkan Peninsula, the powers of Dubrovnik and Serbia and Serbian and Mila Jovovich.
Meow, meow, meow. And then all of a sudden everything started shaking now and shaking here too. And I was like, meow.
Well, man, what's happening? Hey, man, I'm Kid Clint. Welcome to the Pussy Centipede, man. I'm back. Dr. Kitties, he opened his eyes and he was in his own home, facing Mila Kunis, Bosniak. And he started backing up against the wall.
It's your fault my husband died. I'm going to rip you apart, limb from limb. I will tear your soul apart.
Meow, meow, meow. You forgot one thing, Kunis.
What's that?
The Serbian kryptonite. Kitty claws.
And then Dr. Kitties whipped out his claws and he started ripping up Mila Kunis' throat back and forth like he was a kitty Krueger, man. Like Freddy Krueger. And Mila Kunis grabbed at her throat and blood started spraying all over the place and she was trying to keep it from spilling out and she was choking and she was like, ah, ah, ah. And she started walking out of the house and down the road, man. And it's like she didn't even know she was dead. But she didn't even know she was dead yet, man. Just walking down the road like Vince Vaughn. stumbling and leaving blood all over the place. Seeing everyone she ever knew in her life, man. And then she saw a big, tough-looking lesbian girl with red hair and bell bottoms.
It's me, Donna Pinciotti. Look at me. Look at me, Mila. Everyone loved you more on that 70s show. Everyone thought I looked like a big, manly lesbian and no one loved me. It's because of you. You were Jackie and you ruined everything for me. I'm Donna Pinciotti.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Donna. I didn't mean to be hotter than you.
And then, man, down in the distance, man, off in the sunlight in the horizon, man, she saw Ashton. Ashton Kutcher, and he's waiting there.
Mila, come to me, Mila. Come. We can be together again.
Okay, Ashton, I'm coming. I'm coming, Ashton.
And if you looked, man, Mila's dead body was lying in the middle of the road, man. But she kept walking to Ashton. It was like her ghost, man. And then Dr. Kitty's back in his house. He made himself a fish sandwich and started to figure out what he's going to do. And then all of a sudden, he heard a cop radio going off and a dinosaur voice.
Dr. Kitty's house.
Turned out, Detective Dinosaurs had some life left him. Enough life to call backup, man. And the cops are on their way, man.
Roger that, Detective Dinosaurs. We're on our way to Dr. Kitty's house to arrest him.
Meow, meow, meow. Fuck, what the fuck am I gonna do?
And then Dr. Kitty's, he went down to basement and looked at that puppy centipede.
I did it, meow, meow, meow. I really fucking meow, meow, meow did it. I made a puppy centipede. I'm better than Doctor of Puppies. I'm better than Tom Six, meow, 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 meow. This puppy centipede is amazing, meow, meow.
But then he picked it up over his head, man. And he was like,
meow, 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 but it's evidence for the cops. I need to destroy it.
Then he carried it up the stairs, man, holding them puppies over his head. And they were like, yip, 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 puppy, puppy, pup. And he went out in his backyard, man, and noticed there's leaves all over his pool. And he was like,
fuck, meow, 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 Paul Joseph Watson hasn't cleaned the pool.
And then he held a puppy centipede over his head, getting ready to throw that shit in the pool and drown him. And then he heard sirens and the police came. And they were in the backyard holding their guns.
Doctor of Kitties, put the puppy down now. Put the fucking puppy down. Put it down.
Meow, 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 meow.
And Doctor of Kitties threw that puppy in the pool. And it started drowning. The cops threw him down the ground and cuffed him behind his back. Jumped in the pool, but it was too late, man. Puppy centipede was dead, man. They led Doctor of Kitties down the driveway. And all his neighbors were watching him. And that fat redhead next door, Mrs. Poole, she was watching him, wagging her finger, being like,
tisk, tisk, tisk. Tisk, 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 Doctor of Kitties. I always knew you were a bad neighbor and a bad kitty. And you get what you deserved.
But Doctor of Kitties looked around at everyone in the neighborhood, man. The blacks, the gays, man. The Asians, the Chinese, the Jews, the whites. Irish, Italians. He looked at all of them, wagging their fingers at him. And he didn't care, man. He didn't care to be leaving this place. Because he knew he was better than them. He'd always be something great, man. They were all just mediocre people, plodding along through their workaday lives, man. Paycheck to paycheck. Just nothing, coming down to sit down and watch TV. And he knew he's better than them, because he'd made the puppy centipede. All right, man. Stay tuned for the next episode, all right? Oh, wait, man. There's actually an epilogue, man. First time. So they led Dr. Kitties in his prison cell when they bought him that Ohio State prison, man. And when they opened the door to his cell, he saw a scorpion in there. A scorpion that was wearing a red bandana.
Meow, meow, meow. Hello, meow, meow, meow. I'm Doctor of Kitties, meow. Nice to meet you, scorpion.
Hi. My name is Scorpion Sen Jr. my mother was Scorpion Sinyo. Sup, nigga?
Alright, man. What a cliffhanger, man. Scorpions and Sun, man. You remember Scorpion from the earlier episode, right? Shit. What's gonna happen next time? Shit, man. Stay tuned next time for the next episode of the Pussy Centipede, man. I'm Kid Clint, and I'm glad to be back as a narrator. Hit me up at Pussy Tantrum on Twitter. You know, hit me up, man. Tell me what you think of the show, man. Any feedback's appreciated, man.